During the sixth summer of our marriage, we drove 11,000 miles through 20 states with our six-month-old daughter, Zoe. I don't believe we ever talked about taking Zoe to the site of our wedding. It was just understood. We went mid-afternoon after her nap, hoping for cooler weather. In June, the temperature often tops 110 degrees in southern Utah's Painted Desert. My wife, Brooke, told Zoe how her grandmother, Big Daddy and Peaches, Oma and Zadie, and all the aunts and uncles walked this way. We pointed out buffalo berry and barrel cactus, sage and sandstone, the creek and a fly fisherman, canyon wrens and small lizards scampering away. Zoe mostly looked thoughtful in her baby backpack as we trudged through sand swales between the packed dirt stretches. Closer to the falls, the crashing water made a gasping sound off the canyon walls as the air cooled into the lush junipers and cottonwoods. At the sandy beach where the pool empties off Lower Calf Creek Falls, we cried and then laughed. Zoe grew radiant in the chilly water, tipping her head up to stare at the 126-foot waterfalls. The three of us danced in the water, arms joined. When it was time to go, Zoe took a crazed turn, screaming, crying, shouting, "No, no!" She wanted to go back, reaching out her clenched fist as if to grab hold of the falls, this place, something of its essence. Before long, the sun would drop beyond the canyon. Brooke stopped to nurse Zoe several times until she had nothing left. For a moment, Zoe let up as we came upon a mule deer by the creek bank. It seemed like the spell had broken, and then she howled again, Brooke taking her daughter out of the backpack to carry in her arms. We went like that, passing Zoe back and forth between us as our arms gave out. Walking through the heat of a summer's evening, the crashing waters of the falls lingered in the mind. Their cool hope was present beyond the trail's end, present beyond Zoe's cries, present beyond memories of the young boy who hiked into the kind of man these desert canyons answered with a wife and a daughter, and maybe even his life.